can I be sure? In a world that's constantly changing, how can I be sure where I stand with you?
And we'll listen to the song just for a second. This is Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM KPHX. Let's listen for a second. That is the Eric. Is that the Rascals or the Young Rascals?
Touch me, according to this, the Young Rascals.
The Young Rascals. How can I be sure? Great song.
1966.
In 1966, you said?
Seven.
Oh, 67. I remember that actually. So
I was 4 years old.
You were 4 years old? Oh wow. 4 years old
when this came out.
Wow. All right, cool. So this is a great song, and Joseph, I picked it specifically for Relationship Talk. Have you ever heard of this song?
Yes, of course I have. I've seen me lip-syncing it.
Oh, so you like
it. Dave, he knew the Egg song from 1953.
Oh, yeah, that's really weird, before he was born. All right, well, that's a great song.
Piggybacking off of our conversation from last week's Breakthrough Entertainment.
How can you be sure? In a world that's constantly changing.
Yes.
So that is a potential question in relationships where people, and that ties in, is marriage obsolete? And Eric, we're going to get major commentary.
I'm engaged.
You. You're engaged?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's been.
Yeah, you have been. But is engagement, how long do you get engaged? Oh, the 5-year engagement, remember?
Yeah.
We saw that. And a good movie, by the way.
Well, and I don't think that there's any... Right, like length of time for how long you can be engaged.
No length of time is required.
I think that it's a matter of you just remaining true to someone. And if you are engaged, that is a closed relationship. Dave was asking something about an open relationship earlier, and I don't agree.
There.
I wasn't supposed to say that. You were asking my opinions on. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but what is, you said remaining true. What does that mean? So that's the question. What is remaining true?
Remaining true is, I believe, not cheating on someone.
Yeah.
Not kissing, not flirting.
Not flirting?
Not flirting.
Wow, you're really going far out on this.
I don't believe.
Take all the fun out of it.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about this. If you were to see Trisha flirt with someone, or if you were to hear that Trisha went on a trip, or right now she could be doing it, and she's flirting. She's not. I'm not. Trisha doesn't do this because Trisha's a very, very loyal and loving woman.
Right.
But I'm just using it as an example. If while you are not near someone, if they are being disloyal and
so out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly.
Mind. Or what's that other one?
Spreading their love.
No, not that one. Out of sight, out of mind, or.
Out of body of experience.
No, not that one. Well, maybe
it depends.
That could be the excuse. That was out of body experience.
No.
I wanted the experience.
There's two. No, there's two things: out of sight, out of mind, and something makes the heart grow fonder. What?
Absence.
Oh, absence.
Absence.
Oh, abstinence.
Absence.
Yeah, that's it. Abstinence.
That one too.
That makes the heart grow.
That works too.
Yeah. All three of them do.
Well, not really, but okay. So the question is true.
No, I think abstinence does make the heart grow fonder, I believe.
When you're married.
That's something. No, not when you're married.
Well,
but if you're in a relationship.
Well,
and the person is away.
There's a lot of married couples that have that. Abstinence makes the heart go cuckoo, I think.
Mike Pence.
Well, if you are married. Yes.
Really? He doesn't
Well, he can't eat with he can't be with another woman alone unless his wife's there.
Menage? Really? A three?
Yeah, maybe that's what he meant.
I never heard of that. Wow, do you have pictures? Okay, anyway.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah. My point is, if you are waiting until marriage.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not only that, is that the right thing to do to remain true and loyal.
Is this a sex talk?
No.
Yeah, but this is good. I think we're onto something. Should you have premarital sex or wait till you get married? A lot of people say, what was that country western song? Something about the saddle, you know.
Get
back on the saddle again.
Get back on the horse and ride.
No, something about
save a horse, ride a cowboy. Save a horse.
Maybe type it in.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
It was a country. No, I don't think it's that one. But something about let's see. I forget.
It How might can be. I search for it.
Yeah, it could be Merrill Haggard Waylon Jennings.
Is it about a horse or a cowboy?
I think a cowboy.
Or both.
Yeah, probably. Well, not a horse.
It's about riding
unless
something.
They're desperate. I think it could be a horse. But anyway, okay. So
no.
So that, but they talk about, a lot of people would say, no, you got to live with someone first to try it out. So
Let's try this. Let's try this. And I don't know if we're going to get any calls, but what are your thoughts on abstinence, sex before marriage?
Good ride, cowboy?
If it's a good ride. No, I don't think it's that one.
602-252-1480.
No, don't call him a cowboy until you see him ride or something like that. Don't call him a cowboy. I don't know. Anyway, until you see him ride or something like that. It's a really good one. Anyway, my opinion on sex before marriage?
Yeah, and I was asking our listeners as well, but what is your opinion on sex before marriage?
Conway Twitty.
Yeah.
Conway Twitty?
Let's hear a dose of this
and
one.
And ladies and gentlemen, here is Conway Twitty.
Yeah. Here we go. This is it. This is what will explain your question.
Okay.
Sex before marriage. Here we go now. A one and a two.
And a three and a four.
And a five and a six.
You came from New York City.
There we go.
And you want to see the sights. You heard all about those cowboys and their crazy Texas nights. I see you've got your eye on something leaning on the bar. But the toughest ride he's ever had was in his foreign car.
There he goes now.
So don't call him a cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
Until you see
I can't believe you know this song.
Yeah,
you know,
I love
wow,
it.
Wow, Dave.
Cause the steps and hat and them
right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Eric. Very nicely done.
But
So don't call him a cowboy until you see him ride. How does that relate to sex before marriage? I got him.
I don't want to say.
All right.
How do you know if he's a cowboy? Until
you see him ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, there
how
you go.
Do you know until marriage?
There's a lot of fake cowboys. This is a perfect analogy about marriage. Some marriage.
A lot of fake cowboys.
Exactly. Thank you so much. See, Eric.
You said it.
I said it?
But how about this? Does marriage automatically then equal that? Or if you know that that is the right person for the rest of your life.
How do you know? Is a question.
So you're saying it's important to find out if the cowboy can ride before you marry?
Yeah, if it's a real cowboy in that case. So that supports the theory of premarital sex. I'm not saying I agree to that.
How about this? Is sex important? Is that the make or break?
I say no.
I don't think it is. I think it's about the heart.
Well, how would you know?
We agree. That's why it's both ends of the spectrum. That's the whole title.
Once again,
point counterpoint.
Dave's
exactly. Jane, you ignorant. You know, remember that Saturday.
Jane, you ignorant, misguided.
Yes, but
yeah, that's the okay. So I do agree with you, though. How about Eric? Do you agree? How important is sex?
If sex is important,
yeah,
I find it to be very important.
There we go, and explain why.
But if sex, if it's not good. Then is the relationship
well, when has it never been
yeah,
good?
What is it? It's like hockey. There's never a bad hockey game.
There isn't.
No.
There isn't.
It's like hockey.
So how is sex
yes,
bad?
Everyone out there on KPHX, sex is like hockey.
Okay. But that means it's never bad hockey. There's bad baseball, bad football. So, okay. But
golf.
How? So Eric
oh,
is
that's
saying,
boring. If sex is like golf, it's boring?
No, Eric.
No. That was total opposite side.
Oh, okay.
Eric is saying that there's no such thing as bad sex.
I believe there could be.
Do you ever be disqualified by the German judge?
You believe there could be, Joseph.
Yeah.
That's as much as I'm saying. Well, okay.
What would be bad sex? What would be bad sex?
Here's something that I want to explain.
Okay.
So I don't know if I ever said this on the air, but a few years ago at a New Year's Eve.
Do I have
event.
To hit the dump button?
No,
on this
you
one?
Don't. No, you don't. A few years ago at a New Year's Eve event.
Yeah.
I was.
You did?
No. Oh. Listen.
Of course not.
I wasn't even drinking, and I was completely sober.
And you still
little do you know. I mean, it's, I'm very responsible. A lot of the stuff that I say on the air is just for the on the air.
So
I was at this New Year's Eve event, and one of my friends, and I was attracted to a young woman who I thought she was out of my league. And
she was
my she wasn't, but I'm a great catch. But the one of my friends decided he was going to go for the low hanging fruit and ask a girl that was very wasted and drunk to kiss me during a dance. So she asked me to dance, and I said, "Of course, I'm very happy to dance with any young woman." And I danced with her, and then she's holding her drink. She then goes to, like, she is just stumbling. She doesn't even know how to dance because she's so drunk. And she stumbles toward me with her lips to try to go in for a kiss.
Go in.
And I...
We're going in. We're going in.
And I back up. Like,
like, hey, the premarital kissing is absolutely not allowed.
And she slams her glass on the floor and runs out. Now,
some
may say she was embarrassed. But was I right or wrong for rejecting that kiss?
There was no right or wrong in that case. According to your own values, then you're right if you hold true to that.
And she
Why was the rejection about?
The rejection was, number one, there was no attraction there on my end.
Oh, and that's the first. That comes from the heart, though, right?
Oh, so that was the whole thing.
Exactly. No, thank you. But it's a poor, ugly girl that never had been kissed, and you just ruined her life.
Let me tell you, when you're sober and someone's drunk, they are very unattractive.
Oh, well, I've seen some attractive drunkards.
And again, that would be on Dave's
Random Enlightenments. I'm not saying I would kiss her. I wouldn't now.
If I was putting together Random Enlightenments, I've seen some attractive drunkards.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that means.
We're going in.
I am hairless. I am hairless.
Reminds me of Animal House, the little devil and the angel. And you had both angels on you, didn't you?
Yeah. But you know what? And that's, again, my thought is you wait for the right person. Regardless,
I agree.
And we've had our kissing expert on the show several times, right?
We have, actually.
And she said that you can just, you know, just kiss, spread the kisses, and just, I do not.
Yeah,
agree
she
with
did
that.
Say it. I agree. I think a kiss is the most intimate thing you can do.
I agree.
That's my opinion. I'm sticking to it.
I agree. And so you don't just kiss anyone, especially if you're in a relationship. But
that's what I heard. Is that on there?
I didn't say that over there.
Okay. I heard that. Yes, but we can't.
How do you
say
know
that,
Eric? No, I'm kidding. Don't say
that's where all my money goes, Joseph.
Oh, they heard it on Facebook.
Yeah,
anyone on
Facebook
or live stream. Now, so the question is, how about this scenario?
Yeah.
Let's say you found the right person.
Okay.
But this person has slept with 35 to 40 people.
I see where you're going with the scenario.
Yeah, what
they
what
know
was
what they're
it
doing.
Mean?
They're experienced.
Could they be the right person with 40 what do you call them? Nachos?
Okay, I believe they could.
Nachos.
Nachos.
I believe they could, but
yes.
The other person then I would believe wonder if that person if they were just another notch in that.
What if they changed?
Belt.
What if they actually
changed?
How
do you know? How do you know if they
but
changed?
But how do you know they don't? And that's the whole thing, because could people change? I believe they could.
Yes.
See, I believe in the beginning sex
people
is,
change people.
I think sex is an addiction in the beginning.
It could be, yes.
If it's not from the heart. Think about that. It's really interesting because it is sort of an addiction, and that's why people often will do things maybe with not the right person because it's so addicting. Am I right, Eric?
They say that there are people who are addicted to sex. I don't really know if that's how it is in the beginning.
We've had a sex addiction show here on Breakthrough Entertainment.
And how did we turn
ago.
Out?
We've had several other
sex
shows.
He was cured, Dave.
So. Oh, you were cured of
I
sex.
Was, yes.
That's the pole winning.
Abstinence again. Yeah.
That's the 10-foot pole. But...
In the cold weather,
too. But can you, if someone is addicted to sex, can you change that person? Can someone change that?
Yes, I think you can.
I believe you can as well.
I think there's a lot of chemicals going on, a chemical reaction, in some case, a nuclear reaction.
I believe when you meet
the right... Lucky you said reet and not another letter. But
I believe when you meet the right person,
yeah,
then... Anything is possible. I believe that miracles.
So you'd
happen.
Be okay with 40 down?
I would not.
Oh, you wouldn't?
So you would never go out with somebody that
I'm not
found
saying
out that they had...
In this
I'm
day
not,
and age, it is tough, I gotta tell you.
I'm not saying that I
yeah,
wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, where do you find somebody like that?
I'm not saying that I wouldn't, but
hey,
I'm...
Hey, I met a 40-year-old virgin once.
On a movie screen?
No, an actual person.
Yeah?
yeah, we used to hang out. And with that, I mean, and I was, well, that could be an issue too. You know, someone, right? After
that could be an issue, yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah,
so
I think there's a problem there as well.
Yeah. Well, I agree.
Is there a problem, or is it a issue that you have to work through together?
Well, if it's by design with that person, then I think there's an issue. But if it's, you know, some people just can't find the right person,
or there's major fear,
or maybe they're waiting for
it could be
special.
Waiting, or it could be a disguise, some type of a commitment phobia.
I think that ultimately, in all these scenarios, and Tricia said it last week, communication. I think that
that's
need to
big.
Communicate with your partner or potential partner, and any issues that you have with them or with yourself, maybe, you know, just I believe in being, you know what, not I'm not like go to the bar crawl or go out there and say, hey, you know, these are my issues, and shake their hand and introduce yourself that way. But I'm saying, if you feel yourself getting close to someone, I believe that you need to be honest. You have a responsibility to yourself and to them to say, hey, here are my, you know, the history of my situation.
But could you, if they said 40 but I've changed, that could not be for you?
It could be.
But you wouldn't like it.
I wouldn't want to catch up. It wouldn't be about the number. It would be about, am I another number?
Let me ask you this, Joseph.
I don't want to get my heart broken.
Okay. Well,
let me
makes
ask
sense.
You this. If you had done it 40 times with yes. 40 other people,
well, yeah.
and then
oh,
you met somebody.
We're talking about unicorns
now? No, and then you met somebody.
We're talking about miracles.
Thing.
Yeah.
Would you be interested in that person, knowing that you both are kind of equal?
Then I would, you know what? I would probably, I don't know. It would still be depending on
so
where I am in the
what's
world.
Good for the goose is not good for the gander, literally.
Oh, nicely said.
I think that it's ultimately just about being honest with yourself.
Well, you know, that's true. I would agree.
Why did you sleep with 40 people?
You're not talking
fun.
To me, are you? He's not talking to me, ladies and gentlemen. No, but it is a good question. But I think the younger generation don't seem to care.
No, they don't. They don't. I
think, in fact, they like more the better.
Yeah, it's about quantity instead of quality. And I believe, and maybe I'm different, but I believe that it's about the quality, and you have to find that right person before you do anything special with them.
Well, I would totally agree. And Eric, this is a good topic. I think we should continue this next Saturday.
We should.
Right?
I'll practice.
And
yeah,
you know what?
He's
going to
practice.
This is actually appropriate. The rainbow connection from the Muppets.
Frappuccinos.
Yes.
Frappuccinos.
Unicorns. It brings us today's show to a close. We got unicorns. We've got relationships.
Yes.
And we've got Earth Day. Happy Earth Day out there, everyone.
And if you've never done it on the Earth, do it on Earth. Because it is lovely.
And if you've got 40 partners, then I guess
I'm just throwing it out.
Happy
you know.
For you.
Yeah. And we will have both sides of the spectrum next week, too. I think this is great to have this.
Lovers.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. Have a great weekend. Signing off, Dave Joseph and Eric. Bye-bye.